Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hi, welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You.
Did you just have to look at the board to remember the name of the podcast?
No, I was looking over at Jack.
Yeah, okay.
Please welcome our good buddy Jack's Films.
Jack Douglas.
Also named Jack Douglas is his... But he goes by Jackstone, so we're going to say what you know him by.
YouTuber, entertainer, comedian,
author,
filmmaker,
lover.
Tiny filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Jack's Films.
You're a musician as well.
I am a musician. I don't know why you stopped, but yeah, sure, that's fine.
Fiance.
And now fiance.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy to be here, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Cool. Appreciate podcast it. On Shit They Don't Tell You.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Everyone has to look at the board. I'm already looking at the board, so it looks like I just know
this,
the name of it.
I wanted to call this podcast like 17,335 because there's so many of them out there.
Yeah.
But Nikki didn't go for it.
Well, I said it, people won't be able to search it.
Right. But I genuinely wanted to call it that.
I believe it. I know you. You're
it's insane out there, man.
You're America's favorite troll.
Oh, thank you.
So we like to talk about shit that people didn't tell you before, that you wish you would have known before life hit you in the fucking face.
Right.
So today we wanted to talk about shit they don't tell you about wedding planning and marriage and things like that.
And we decided not to invite Aaron.
Yeah.
We love Aaron.
We only want the male perspective on wedding
planning. I honestly don't think that she knows shit about it.
And
She doesn't, you know what I'm saying?
And let me tell you guys, I'm the brains and the brawn behind the wedding planning.
And I wanted to have somebody who knows everything there is to know about planning a wedding and not someone who's pretending like they are.
Absolutely. And you came to the right guy, you know. And she's busy. She's doing God knows what.
Working or something?
I guess.
She said?
I guess.
She works like a 9 to 5, I think.
But we're still doing a podcast because we're working.
That's right.
So I'm sleeping in the backyard from now until 2019.
The second she listens to this podcast, hopefully it's after your wedding.
Cheers to that.
When
yeah.
she can't legally leave.
can we sign like an NDA that like so like we no one can listen to this until
until
April,
after the wedding?
You know, yeah.
What I love about Aaron, too, is that what she's doing right now is like better and more interesting than anything that we'll do.
I know. And then she goes home and plans this stupid wedding that
exactly.
she doesn't even want to plan because I heard it was Jack's idea to have a big wedding. She wanted to elope.
Yes.
I'm
she
speaking
did.
For you, Aaron. I'm representing.
She's repping you hard,
representing
honey.
Representing for the girls.
I messed up big time.
So you're like, I want a big wedding with all my friends.
And then
all
you're
my
like,
best
and
pals.
I don't want to plan anything.
Well, it was more, right. Exactly. That she will back you up on that.
Like, I always just dreamed of a big wedding, right? Is that you?
Right. Yeah, a little bit. It's more like, honey, we'll feel bad if we don't do a big wedding. Like, you don't really... This is me, like... this is me totally, like, mansplaining and speaking up for her.
And you're manspreading, too.
Manspreading, yeah. A little bit. A lot of
it.
And this is me, like, mansplaining, like, oh, honey, you don't really want to elope. I didn't take her seriously, which is, like... Really, that was
you shouldn't take
my first
seriously.
Mistake. My biggest
tiny
mistake.
Tiny brains, they don't take them seriously.
Scientifically, Nikki, it's just not as, you know... No, so I really messed that up. And, I mean, it's going to be... Thankfully... It's going to be an incredible wedding.
I'm
because
so
of her. All because of her.
Yeah.
You know, she did the lion's share.
So
I'm
going like, to
be your wedding heckler.
What's that?
I'm going to be your wedding heckler.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Yeah.
Well, because... that's wedding. I don't want to be... I'm excited because you're building it up.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be there and be like, it's not that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. I know you will. As soon as you guys leave, you're going to pull her... Honey.
So did you see those flowers? Like, are you kidding me? Like, what could you even say?
Flowers?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Is there an open bar? That is all I care about.
Come on.
No, you know what? You'd be surprised.
It's mean if you don't have an open bar.
It's so mean. It's so cruel. Mean.
We've been to some weddings that they didn't have open bar.
Or they have like a drink ticket. Like after one ticket, you're
done. I was at a wedding because it was like this cat's grandma wouldn't let him drink or whatever.
Oh, here we go.
And so he didn't want to have a bar at all. And so there was no alcohol there, not even beer or anything.
No alcohol?
And so I left. I straight up left.
Yeah, you think everyone's you there should. For your love?
No, everyone's I don't give a shit. That's the worst part of the wedding.
Yeah, dude, that's awful. That's the like actual... one of those like. That, so that, it was a dry wedding.
It was a dry wedding.
That's awful
because
it
of one woman.
Awful.
It's
dry.
A dry.
Dry
you don't think about it too much.
Oh, because of one woman's religious beliefs, we all had to like have a bad time.
Everyone suffers because of that. That's
he should have at least like passed out flasks that were disguised as bouquets or something that like
be creative people, with it. Right. Genius, absolutely.
Put a kegger in the trunk. Have everyone go to the parking lot. Yeah. You know, it's like, hey, we want to talk before.
It's a tailgate wedding.
we want to have like right. We want to have like a private meeting.
Right.
And yeah, be smart. Think around it. There are like solutions around.
So many solutions. I've seen champagnes disguised as bubbles. Like you can do.
Like the
little bubbles. Like yeah.
But that's smart.
They have some cool pouches now too for concealed. If you want to conceal carry alcohol,
is that right?
Absolutely.
God. Oh yeah,
they got some pouches that like fit.
They
like,
fold up and they
slide
put
in
them
your
into
belt.
You know what? I have seen that. I've seen like beer bellies where it's like it's just it makes you look a little chubby.
Yeah,
but it's just like a fanny pack strapped to your you know.
See, with girls, you could do the bra and make your tits look big, and then like as the night goes on, your
tits get smaller.
Tits get smaller, but right, you get drunker, so. Right.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
That's so smart. Like that. That's so fucking smart.
And you get people drink out of your boobs too. You could come with extra double fucking E's or whatever.
Make a game out of it.
That's
a drinking
good.
Game. Out of, yeah, the boob drink.
Yeah, whoever fucks me gets a shot from my tits.
New game. I don't like that game.
It's an open bar. Open bar.
Okay, good. So your thought process was like, I want a big wedding. Don't they just magically appear?
Exactly. Yeah. It was the whole process was a lot harder than I anticipated.
Yes,
and
shit they don't tell you.
You're like 18 days away, right?
We are. We're very close.
It's the third right now.
Yeah. We are. That's right. We are very close.
They don't want to say the date, but this podcast won't come out till after. So
that's true.
Oh, is that for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. 18 days exactly. Yeah.
The 21st.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
21st. Huge shout out Santa Barbara.
April 21st.
Huge shout out to Hilton and Santa Barbara.
No, it's actually. Were you guys having the what's it called?
The this is coming after, right?
Absolutely.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to be that
fine.
Guy.
The
Ritz Carlton Baccara.
Yeah, that's a great hotel.
It's
you
beautiful.
Know,
we've been there.
The locals.
You've been there.
Well, we
have not
we
been
walked
there.
Through it. Yeah, we did.
No.
When we were looking at venues.
Do tell.
Wrong.
Oh, yeah?
He's thinking Fez Park or Doubletree Inn. It's not that.
That's a good one. That's a good one too.
It is a good one.
Let me tell you, Jack. I didn't like it. I don't know where I am, but I'm an expert at everything. What do you think of that?
It wasn't for you. It wasn't for you.
Yeah, we did.
Always.
We walked through it. I literally lived there all my life, and we did not walk through the
Why didn't we go there, honey? Why didn't we go there?
Because it's way too expensive. We don't get a million views a video or 7 million views a video,
we're just here to confront you, Jack. How dare you?
So cornered.
How dare you?
Intervention.
Can I honestly say this?
Yeah, what's up?
How dare you get views and be funny at the same time?
Yeah, how dare you?
You disgust me.
None of us could do it.
Please.
You disgust me.
You gotta pick one.
Why can't
out 5 years
slime?
Ago.
Why can't you eat slime like everyone else?
I sell out in other ways. I don't eat slime. I sell out in many, many other
you
ways.
But how is your sellout way still funny? That's not fair.
You do not. You do not. Fair. Shut up. You don't sell out.
So the Baccara, they actually have a lobby lined with gold. And the locals fucking hate it.
Oh, really?
No, we hate it because they took over our best beach. So we used to have a beach right there.
Is that right?
And it was our favorite local beach. It was one that none of the tourists knew about.
And now locals get sniped if they
and
go on
they,
a beach.
Yeah. You know, it's hotel parking. They took our beach parking. It's hotel parking now.
Damn.
So, yeah. We hate the Baccara, but also I love the Baccara. It's
no,
very
no, no.
Beautiful.
This is fascinating to know.
It's local knowledge.
The history.
Yeah.
She was born and raised, man.
Got gentrified out there.
Right. That's what it's
You're part
like.
Of what's ruining Santa Barbara, Jack.
But once you get there, you'll be like, oh, I totally get it. Yeah. Fuck the locals. You'll totally get
well,
it.
Now that I've lived in LA for 10 years,
right.
I'm
like,
hey, this isn't so bad, guys.
Yeah. You'll walk in and be like, oh, yeah, fuck them. Okay.
I like these guys.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be a fun time. A fun time, and Aaron really made it happen. So like,
I'm so excited.
Shit they don't tell you about wedding planning. Yeah. You have all these grandiose ideas. That's fine. That's grand.
Yeah.
Making them happen is a whole other thing entirely.
Also, they cost 1,000 times more than they would in real life.
It's just the budget just keeps. We've already passed our budget.
Wedding life is like a fantasy bubble life where like everyone just has gold bars in their pocket.
Everything is just so much more expensive than you think. But it's every nuance. Yeah. Like every not just flowers, but the fucking
napkins.
The appetizers are killing us. It's like
I wake up at night, I'm thinking of appetizers.
I'm thinking of appetizers. What do I do, Jerry?
I call the bank. They're going, hey, what about the appetizers?
No, but like for real, they're like charging like ludicrous amounts per appetizer. Like not.
Like just the bite. Basically.
No, literally. Yeah.
How much is it a bite? Can I know?
It's like, it's too much. It's
90 bucks a bite.
It's 90 bucks a bite, Nikki.
I want it because I want to be like, hey, I'll take another one, please.
It's stupid. I don't know if
like,
I should.
Know
it's
how
like,
much we should tally yeah, up right? How much of Jack's AdSense we took.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because that's where I'm killing it. AdSense. Fuck you. No, dude, I think it's like, you know what? I don't even want to pretend. It's too much. So it's like, it's all these little things that add together or add up.
Yeah.
And... So
I got to the point of like, fuck it. Like I was like, napkins, I don't care about them. We're just doing paper napkins. Whatever the to-go silverware is, the to-go plates like that come with the catering. Yeah.
Even that, once they find out it's wedding napkins, they're like, oh.
These are wedding paper
It goes napkins. Up 5,000%.
That's right. What? The word wedding in it. Yes. And that's it.
Oh, and if you try to lie, if you're like, I'm having an event or like a birthday, if they find out, they bill you extra later.
Didn't know that.
Like a penalty in the fine print of a lot of these wedding places. It's crazy.
That's how they fuck you.
Yikes. No kidding. Oh, great. So I can't even lie. All right. Good to know.
Yeah. And then also just like just everything. Everything about it. You think like we had a budget of $10,000 because my parents were like, hey, you could either use this on a wedding or a house. I was like, oh, whoa, we'll have extra for a house. This is so much money.
Yeah.
It is an ultra low budget wedding to have $10,000 be your budget. We ended up spending, I think, $18,000, which was still considered low in California, but like, holy shit.
And we had the full bar sponsor, too.
Bare bones. Yeah,
right. I was going to mention the sponsor.
That's right. That's Captain Morgan.
So it's like, you even had that and it was still like almost 20 G's.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And the dress.
So
the dress, first of all, I didn't think I was going to have a fancy dress. I thought I was just going to, I don't care about the dresses. I never cared about designer stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whatever, just a white dress that looks good on me.
But then you try them on.
But then, you try them on. And it made such a difference to pay a little bit more. So then I'm like, okay, I got a brand deal that day that I tried on the wedding dresses. It like got signed. And I was like, it's a sign. Hell I can like have, you know, this extra money for it, splurge a little and feel good on my wedding day.
Right.
You know?
It's your wedding dress.
Okay,
absolutely.
But then they don't tell you that one, it takes 8 months for them to make it from scratch.
Right.
You better not grow an inch out of your waist at all. Like you better be tight.
Stay the same.
Exactly the same.
For 8 months.
Secondly, then that you have to come in. They already made the dress to your perfect measurements, but then you have to come in and alter it for who the fuck knows why. Why do you have to alter it on top of it? So then it adds an extra like $1,000 to alter
that's why.
It. And
that's
then you have to buy accessories because you can't just be walking around with your regular purse and your regular shit jewelry.
Oh, it would look gaudy.
Oh no. Can't do that.
Dreadful.
I actually bought my accessories from Aldo's. It was like $10 earrings. And everybody complimented me on them. They were like, oh my God, where'd you get those?
Have you gotten your suit yet?
Yeah, I got the suit.
When'd you get it?
I mean, a few months ago. I'm trying to remember exactly.
Oh, my God.
Like
you're so ahead.
Like a good guy. But,
I didn't get my suit until literally
nine days before the wedding. He tries on a suit 9 days.
Was it nine?
That was when you tried it on.
It's such a
double
standard.
Yeah, so I got it 5 days before.
Such a double standard.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome, dude. It was beautiful.
I was pissed. Was
no, you looked good.
Dude, thank
I
you,
was,
bro.
I was pissed.
You both look good.
Thank you.
But you looked good.
I looked amazing,
I don't think he deserved to look good.
No,
I'm like, you didn't plan anything? You don't deserve
it. It's not right. It ain't right.
It was kick-ass because I got this guy. He came out to my place. He fitted me. It was like, it was kick-ass.
Yeah.
He came to your place and fitted you?
Yeah.
Shit.
You didn't have to go
I know.
In.
I'm that guy now. I have a suit guy. Nobody gets, you know what I mean? You have to me, you always had to be a certain level of cool to have a suit guy, 100%. But I have a suit guy.
You have a suit guy.
I'm a
fucking
guy.
Steve
I
has
wear
a
fucking
suit
shorts
guy?
And I got a suit guy.
And then he went to the same suit guy like a week later to get a suit for Joe's wedding.
Yeah.
Same
and it was
suit
just
guy.
As easy.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
God, but no, you know what they don't tell you about women trying on wedding dresses?
Yeah.
You have to go in to the dressing room with a lady that you've never met before in your life. She just full on watches you naked because like you have to get naked to like try on the dresses.
Why can't you wear underwear?
You can, but like you want to see how the dress looks. A lot of them are form fitting, so you don't want you don't want your underwear to show through the dress. So you want to see how it looks like as if you're wearing nude underwear or whatever. But also like the bra, like you don't want the strap to show when you're trying on a wedding dress. So like you just get naked here, because then they take your measurements based off of your actual natural boobs. So you don't even have a bra on.
Damn. That sounds familiar. I had to get naked too when I tried the suit on. And Chuck came in too. That's my suit guy's name.
Yeah, suit guy's name Chuck.
Chuck comes in and
our suit guy didn't
see
him naked. Wow.
He's like, hey, get naked, okay?
Yeah. Well, I just trust him because, you know, it's a nice suit. So,
and then he had to cup your balls a little bit, and he was like, you got to get measurements here.
No, I didn't cup. Was I supposed to?
Chuck was.
You're supposed to cup. That's how you get the good measurements.
Oh no, I just let it hang so he could because he measures me.
Yeah, so he could be impressed.
Yeah. So he uses one tape measure for like the waist, and then like a smaller tape measure, you know, for everything else. It's really like a little cartoonish. It's cute. It's cute.
It's cute.
So that sucks. The whole dress thing is a scam. Yeah. Obviously, and Aaron has talked about how the whole dress thing is a scam. She's talked about it in depth in another video we did. We did a little Valentine's Day thing, and she talks at length about how the whole wedding dress corporation is a scam. And
is it like diamonds where they decrease supply and drive up demand?
Is it like diamonds? That's a fascinating question. Because
you know how like De Beers has like a whole thing on
of course
diamond mining and shit? Yeah. And they reduce supply so it increases the amount of money? Is it like that for wedding dresses?
It's more like the whole, she said like you have to get measured 8 months in advance. Yeah. It's all that stuff. Like she said that. And just finding a dress, I think she was able to find the same dress that someone else had like at half price. So like the prices don't fucking matter they don't match. The prices don't make sense.
They don't make any sense.
But they're all like, super they're all like down payments on like a Lexus, right?
Yeah, they're stupid.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was stupid bad. And then all the accessories. I think I paid, by the time I had to pay for accessories, because already we had just spent so much money already, they were like, it's $600 for this veil. I'm like,
I remember that.
Why not? Yeah, add it to the list.
Whatever. But like then you go online and it's like, you could get a veil for $150. It's like, God damn it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
By the way, don't ever, if you're going through this process right now, don't Google after you buy something. Don't do it beforehand. Do it all you want. But after you buy it, don't Google. Because you can't return anything.
Masochism.
So you're just, you hate yourself if you do that.
So Jack, how has wedding planning been on you personally, the personal toll?
Christ.
Because now nobody talks about this, but we as guys.
Yeah, go ahead, talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a personal toll that goes into this process, I think.
God, it's so tough.
Man. That nobody gets to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Everyone always talks about how hard it is on the girl. Oh, really? Well, what about the guy?
What about the guy?
Talk about it, Steve.
It's our turn, you know? I feel like it's the guy's turn to get some perspective.
I remember I had to drive.
Both of you just ping-ponging it back and forth?
No, I had to drive. Listen. I had to drive in Santa Barbara. We looked at, what, 7 venues or something? Or
we looked
6?
Looked at 4.
Looked at 4 whole venues.
Yeah.
Walking around the venues.
Ugh. And let me ask you, Steve, was I there the whole time?
You were technically there.
And who picked out the venues to walk through?
You did, yeah.
And who scheduled
did I agree with all of them? No.
Who scheduled appointments to like?
You did, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I still had to go.
Yeah, you did.
And Steve, it was tolling for you, right? I mean, because it's exhausting.
It was a pain in the ass. I just wanted to be on my phone, or I wanted to go play Grand Theft Auto. Or...
Right, right. And but you can't, because you have to be the groom. You have to be the responsible groom to be.
I
and
guess, it's yeah.
We're the same way. Like, yeah, Aaron, you know, made the appointments with the venues and stuff. But like, I could have been playing Grand Theft Auto, but I didn't.
Oh, he played a lot of Grand Theft Auto. That's funny. Because while I was planning a wedding, he was actually playing Grand Theft Auto.
Hell yeah.
GTA 5. And he was bragging about how he like found some hacks that make your points go up if you like leave it on while you're in the shower and stuff.
It was pretty great. I found a thing that increased my level by 100 and I didn't even have to play the game. While I was wedding shopping, no joke.
I was about to lose my mind.
My Xbox was at home. Getting me levels in Grand Theft Auto. It was tight.
Yo, let's just talk about the Grand Theft Auto levels. How do you do it? So, level 100?
So, what you used to do is you could plug in a headset, right?
Dope.
And then if you're singing in the shower, you get experience points.
No shit.
And so if you blow a fan on the microphone of the headset all day, and if you rubber band the controller and plug it into the console,
goddamn,
it thinks you're there the whole time. So while I was wedding shopping, I was actually going up in levels in Grand Theft Auto.
So Steve, I've been wedding planning all day. I just want to settle down, have a glass of wine, watch my favorite show.
Watch my favorite show
because we got to blast a fan at the friggin' TV. Oh great, it's great. I love it. I loved it.
You know, speaking of Grand Theft Auto 5, I just love that game. It's a great game. I really need to.
You play online yet?
I've never played online yet.
It's unbelievable.
You want to do that?
I do.
You want to after the show?
There's no more fun you'll have than playing Grand Theft Auto online.
You should play it while Aaron is writing out the invitations and counting the RSVPs.
It really does
work.
Steve,
that's a good idea.
It does work. I will say it gets it done.
that's another thing.
Oh, before you get on your mighty horse and talk about, oh, you would have treated Nikki so differently. You know what? I'm doing pretty good. Thanks.
Well, I'm legally bound now, so I made my choices.
That's right. Have
to accept the
you
lot
made
I got.
Your bed.
That's damn
I made
straight.
My bed, and it's never made either. It's never actually made. I'll make it, and then he goes back to bed at noon. And
nice,
he really does a lot around the house.
Let me tell you what I did yesterday.
Yeah,
I ordered Jersey Mike's and sat in my bed and I ate all day. I'm kidding.
No, it's too late. I already believe it.
Right?
I know you just said I'm kidding. I believe it hardcore. So
I just eat in bed all day. That's all I do. I wish I was that guy. That's great. I like that guy.
So are you guys in budget? Or do you care?
We're,
are you at this
little,
point?
We're
are you
a little
like, whatever?
Over, but it's not like, it's not astronomically. It's not like 2 or 3x our budget.
Yeah.
How many people
it's,
are coming?
How many? It's 125.
Holy
125.
Cow.
So it's,
okay,
it's,
that's
like,
a decent
it's
size.
Moderate. It's,
yeah.
It is, yeah.
Is that how many people came to our?
Well, that's how many people RSVP'd and said they were coming, but people don't fucking show up
sometimes.
That's
the worst.
We've already had, I think, at least, I'm trying to think, one person. Yeah, one of her family members who RSVP'd.
Who's very close to her, by the way.
Very close.
Blood related, right?
Yes, her name is Beeps. Yeah. And she
it's a terrible name.
Texted her. she let her know that she won't be coming. So that's one. And I'm sure there will be a few others.
And you already paid for the food, yes?
Oh, of course.
So she fucked you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. So there's people that show up that didn't RSVP. And then there's people that RSVP'd and that don't show up. And they
fuck you.
And like, I guess I just, I
did
never
it,
really.
Did it even out?
No.
No. Okay.
No, there were so many people I wish we could have invited.
All of
but
my uncles were no shows.
Yeah.
We paid for all of their food.
Did they RSVP?
Yeah.
And there was a whole list of friends that we couldn't invite because we didn't have enough room for because all these people RSVP'd. And then so we're like, oh man, we wish we would have invited everybody.
Oh, we wish we would have invited
that's
everybody.
One thing I wish I could go back and tell myself, just let everyone come. Just like invite everyone you want to be there. You only get one wedding. I guess I've just never been invited to a wedding. So to me, when I got invited to a wedding, I was like I would never miss that. If I RSVP'd, I wouldn't miss it. Unless, like, something happened. And if something happened, I would tell them, like, hey, so sorry, I can't make it. But they don't even tell you. They just don't show up.
Oh, that's lame. At least have an excuse. At least, like,
say
you
something.
Know, yeah. Yeah. Like,
what's
like,
the first dance, Jack? What's it going to be? What song?
Okay. This is going, obviously it's going to, okay. So the our first dance is going to be a cover of, I can't wait for your fucking reaction to this when I tell you. It's going to be a cover of Miley Cyrus's Malibu.
Nice.
Yeah, there it is.
That's great. A cover by you?
Yes, by me. Yeah.
That'd be better.
No, that'd be awful. No, we found a, she really likes the song Malibu.
Uh-huh.
And she finds the lyrics to be kind of, what's the word?
Romantic?
No, more like not symmetrical. Like kind of like.
Oh, it's like it
like,
identify. You actually identify.
Yeah, yeah, a parallel.
Yeah, a parallel. Thank you. Yeah. Thank God.
Oh, to
yeah.
your story.
Right. So yeah. Well, to us or yeah. to her. Yeah. And she really likes the song. It's been growing on her over the last, like, you know, 6 months or so, probably more than that. And we found a really nice cover of it on YouTube by some YouTube musicians. I don't know who. It's not like fucking, you know.
No, fuck them. You don't want to shout them out. Yeah. You don't want to give them any numbers. I hear you.
It's no one I know, but it's a really pretty cover. And so we're going to have the band play it. And yeah, so that's our first dance. It's
nice.
Malibu.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, so you have a band.
We do have a band.
Nice.
Yes.
Right.
We want a real band. So so we got a nice. It's like a 10-piece band. It's gonna be pretty fun.
Wow,
like, pretty
that's
fun.
Tight.
Yeah. It should be fun. So they're playing, and the band's playing that song, and also the father daughter and the mother son dances.
Nice.
Yeah. I always like the song so cool. stuff. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna have a good time.
Yeah,
a lot of dancing.
No, because you have great taste in music, so I'm excited for the whole night.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not responsible because it's the band has their own like set list. It's one of those things. Like, you buy the band or you get the band, and they kind of like have their whole set list. But it's all like, you know, top Billboard.
But if you had a request, like you're like, I'm the groom, I want this song played.
I don't know. Besides like the opening dance and the father daughter, all that shit. I don't know if I could.
Like they can't do Bombs Over Baghdad or some shit.
I mean, maybe. Wait, Bombs Over. Is that fucking Eminem?
No. That's
Bagpipes from Baghdad. Bagpipes from Baghdad. I'm a fucking idiot.
You're so dumb. How could you confuse those two?
It's like a B-side Eminem shit. I'm sorry. What's Bombs Over Baghdad?
Bombs Over Baghdad is the who the hell is it? Is it Bombs Over Baghdad?
I don't know.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
I know that song. I just don't know who sings it.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember.
But no, I don't think I can make. But here's the thing: we are after, so like our after party. So
it's Outkast. My bad, Outkast. All right,
Shout out. So that's like the reception's from 6 to 10. That's when we have the band. After the band, then we have a little after party, John, in a different like opposite the reception hall, another ballroom area.
Uh-huh.
We have a DJ. Talk about requests.
That's
you want your
cool.
requests? That's where you.
So you're doing like double reception.
Still a double reception because we only have the band for so long, and so like people can go downstairs for like the lobby bar for drinks afterwards, or just hang with the youngins and keep the party going.
I might crawl downstairs. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be so pregame, dude.
I mean, I
might be army crawling downstairs. You know what I'm talking about?
Please. Oh, I do get it. No, we're gonna be drinking like all day. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna
Are you gonna do a shot before you do your vows?
Yeah. I will definitely do a shot. I feel like that's tradition.
I wasn't planning on it, but then my best man in the whole groom party, they're like, let's do a shot, and I was like, oh shit, okay. It was awesome though.
I thought that was gonna lead somewhere bad.
No,
me too, actually.
Yeah, I was like, and then what happened?
I thought it was weird to. It's like weird to.
Then
like,
we started touching each other. It just got weird.
And then like, no, it just got fun.
So then next thing I know, Richard Ryan's sucking my dick, and I'm like, am I gay?
No, it's part of the wedding. Like, it's part of the wedding. It's part of the ceremony. Wedding it's beautiful. Day.
No, I just thought, I don't know. For me, there was some kind of weirdness to the idea of being buzzed while saying a solemn vow like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wasn't buzzed by then, so it was no bigs.
Yeah, you're just tired, a little sleepy.
Not even, no, because we did whiskey.
Okay.
So it made me a little.
That was my next question.
It gave me a little zip.
What was it?
Yeah. It was nice.
So are you going to get wasted at your wedding, or are you going to like keep it calm?
I would like to get semi-charmed wasted. No, I like a little. No, I'd like to get a little. I don't want to get wasted. I don't want to get blackout drunk. But if I could get a proper buzz to maintain, because I don't want to be like the obnoxious guy at my own wedding.
I want to see hashtag sweaty Jack.
Steve, that's the only Jack you've seen of me in
the past month.
Really?
Because we're at this cat's bachelor party, and we were all bombed, first of all. That's not even just a Jack thing.
Yeah.
We were all bombed the whole time.
But I do get rather sweaty.
He
every
gets
time.
Very
when
sweaty.
You get drunk?
It's a thing. I mean, we
call it hashtag sweaty Jack.
Yeah. I love it. And it's fucking true. So
is it
because
you're dancing a lot?
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, because he dances the whole time. He's a fucking dancing maniac.
I just can't keep it to myself. You know?
Yeah, why would you?
It's joy to share.
Share your beautiful gift.
Why would I keep it to myself? Right. So, I would like to get, I will probably get sweaty drunk at the wedding, and Aaron will definitely.
Wedding power hour.
Absolutely. Oh, Christ.
Just all the wedding movies.
What was that? Christmas power
hour?
Yeah,
Christmas
power
hour.
Yeah, that was awful.
I threw up that night. And I never throw up after drinking, but I like totally hurled.
It was so sad too. It was you, me, and like I think a third party.
Yeah.
At just like in our own little island. doing the Christmas power. Super depressing.
Yeah, can't just like four people.
That's right.
That's the best shit. It's not depressing. To me, it's the best shit.
No, it was really fucking sad.
Welcome
it was like
to
a,
married life. We literally just do married people game nights. That's what we do now. That's our like form of fun.
We but love that is it. Fun. No, it exactly. is fun.
That's
no,
why
we like
it. That's where we're not hating on trivia night. We're like, that's pretty much what we do.
No, house parties. We got to properly get you guys into our
No, we got booted out of trivia night. It's fun.
How are you guys even answering? Oh, yeah, we got booted out of trivia night.
We got booted out of trivia night. We were part of trivia night with Jack and Aaron. We thought it was going really well. And then the next thing you know, you're just not invited anymore. And then you see people are still going to trivia night.
How do you get the food and drink questions right now? That was my category.
How do you get the geography questions? Oh, half a time right.
And sports.
See?
We suck at sports.
See?
Good. We're glad
that you suck at sports.
No,
we don't want you to win.
That's all we fucking get.
Let me ask you this. Have you won without us?
Never. So.
But have you won with us? Not even close.
You know, Nikki, I wasn't going to say it. Do we bring much to the team? No.
No.
Fuck off. No, no, no. You do. The drink and recipe shit, you got that unlocked.
Hell yeah.
See? I've noticed that.
Hell
yeah. Noticed that.
See? That's right.
Okay.
That's
and
right.
Movie stuff, I think we got pretty good. Well, I think we both are.
Steve's good at history, politics.
That's good.
Football.
See? We need that.
Yeah.
Because, okay, talk about the football. This is so off topic from whatever you're
talking
about.
No, go for it.
No, the football thing we need because our typical host always does like a bonus round. It's not for points, but it's for drinks, right? Whoever gets the bonus round, you know, gets a round of drinks for the table. And it's almost always something really asinine, like, how many yards did the teams combined in the NFL make this Sunday or whatever the fuck? Or how many points?
3,700.
He would know.
It's always some, you know.
I might know.
He would know.
I might.
No, he
and
does.
That's what we need
I'm a
you
freak.
For.
I love this shit.
No,
yeah.
Well, we
I
need
love
you.
Football.
Because we're like, I don't know, a million?
I'll tell you how many in 1996.
Yeah.
I will not. You're out of your mind.
That's how it
You're
seems
to me. You're
trying
to build
me
up.
No, that's
You're
how it seems
a
to me. Like, literally, it's I'll working. Be like, Peyton Manning.
Well, yeah. I know Peyton stuff, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Dope. No, well,
oh, only
what we're saying
stuff.
Is
like,
we need you guys
weird.
For trivia. We'll remedy that wrong real fast.
We have it on the record now, and
it's on the record.
Yeah.
If not, Jack, you're a liar.
May you never win. May you never win at trivia.
A plague.
Of course.
A plague on your trivia team.
A plague on your trivia house.
On your trivia house. There it is.
There it is.
Nerd.
I like that.
To the bard.
So how did you know Aaron was like the one?
How did I know Aaron was
like,
the one?
You were like, I want to assign my dick to you forever.
Because you're...
Forever?
We have a similar thing where you've basically only dated two people for like the past like 8 years. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that sounds right. So I knew she was the one. I'm trying to think if there was like, I said...
Stall, Jack. Stall.
No, I said
Invent.
Invent, right. Inception. I said the L word pretty early on. And she was like, she like gave me a light slap and said, no. you know, it was like, that's too early. And she'll vouch for that.
That sounds like Aaron. We believe
that.
Yeah,
that's 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But like, I think, God damn, I'm trying to think of like, if there was just a moment. I don't know if there was ever a moment that like I knew. It's just, we just done everything. It's more than that too. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, we're comfortable. But like, because that's not fucking, I mean.
You gel.
Right. It's like, oh, we gel. That's how I know. But it's not. It's like she, I think a lot of it is we don't have similar interests, right? Like,
right.
I know. No.
Yeah.
But
I'm not attracted to her.
Okay,
but here's what's beautiful.
We hate everything that each other likes.
Listen. If I could draw the perfect body, it wouldn't be her. But here's what's so great.
Right, like, that's what it sounds like I'm fucking saying. No, it's super romantic
you're good
what
at
I'm
this.
Trying to say. Yeah, I'm really good at this. Oh,
I can't wait to read your Valentine's Day
card. I should have been a writer.
I love it.
Holy shit.
And I want to talk to you about the vow thing, too.
Aaron's into
the
romance.
Get there.
I'm in trouble for that, too. But no. It's the fact that we don't have a lot of overlapping interests, but we still have the chemistry. Like, we don't, like, you know, she's not into the nerdy, geeky shit that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God she's not. And it's more like we have this chemistry. Like, we still make each other laugh. And
that's so
for sure.
important.
For
and
sure.
we're pretty decent at, like, communicating to each other, like, how we feel.
Well, you're both funnier than hell, man.
Right, you really are. It's hard to find people that make you laugh, right?
I mean,
in a real way.
Yeah,
like, you'll 100%. Laugh at people's jokes and stuff, but, like, in that dark humor, that, like, cynical, that, like, in
exactly.
your gut
and she's
way.
Talking about dark. She can get, like, and it's amazing. But, like, I live to make her smile and laugh.
I love that.
I live for that,
you
know? And God damn it, I'm on the spot. I'm trying to think of like what really the pinpoint moment. I mean, like besides me saying like I love you and I meant it, and it was like kind of early on in the relationship. Like I, because when you know, you know. And I think another part was early on that I knew that this was going to be like a long term thing. I stayed with her in Philadelphia for a month. It was supposed to be, so this is back in 2013.
Yeah.
In like early, like the first quarter of 2013. Because she had visited me in Los Angeles for a week. You know, she stayed with me in my, you know, my shitty, you know, townhouse apartment with the
Sear, dude. I remember this shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. And we, you know.
Bachelor pad.
It was
a bachelor pad on top of a bachelor pad.
That's right. I didn't have a bed. I had a mattress on the floor. It was super cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He had an air mattress when we first started dating.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Huge,
yeah.
Shut up.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Huge.
Yeah,
that's
great.
And so then it was my turn. And so it was originally just going to be a week where I would come to Philadelphia in her beautiful apartment in downtown Philly to stay with her for a week. And then a week turned into 2 weeks and turned into three. And then it turned into a whole month.
Whoa. I remember this. I remember this.
Yeah. And it was just like, like, I get it. Like, we were just, we were an item. Like, it was just so, we were kind of playing house, I guess, you know? Because, like, well, what else are you doing, you know, for a month?
For a month.
But, like, it just, it worked. And we just wanted to spend this, like, I didn't want to go back to Los Angeles.
Right.
You know? It was just, I, like, this is it. I get it. And I think we kind of knew when she moved to Los Angeles in May, like just the
how long did that
later.
Take? A few months. Okay.
So it was like wow. we started technically dating in like December of 2016. It was May the following year that she moved out.
Huh.
You know, new job, new everything, and made the long term.
She just like dropped her life in Philly and was like, I gotta go move.
Was it only 2016? That's crazy.
Yeah. Wait. No. I'm an idiot. I said
December
2014.
2012. December. I'm getting the years mixed up.
Yeah.
I was
sorry,
like,
honey.
Am I out of my mind?
2012. December 2012. was when we started dating.
Okay.
And then May of 2013.
That makes so much sense because she was there when we first started dating.
Yes.
Yeah.
She had just moved to LA. And on that note, we're going to take a break for our sponsors. Hopefully we have a lot right by now. Hey, we just wanted to interrupt our own podcast to tell you thanks for listening to our podcast.
It's really cool of you to do it, and that's why we needed to have this little break so that we could thank you.
Yeah, and while you're on a break, do you think you could, like, rate and review our podcast? But only if you're going to write something good and, like, rate it high because it really helps us out.
You could just say, I listened to this at the gym, and then use a lot of exclamations.
Yeah, and a 5 stars. Is it stars? Use all the stars. All of the stars.
You could be like, I love it while I eat tacos. With a lot of exclamations, see?
We would love that if you wrote that.
It doesn't even matter what you say as long as you give the stars. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving us stars. Just going to, you know, assume the sale there.
And I wear pinstripe shirts.
Okay, let's get back to the podcast that you were listening to. And we're back.
And we're back.
How good. It's usually you do a little sponsorship. I was waiting for it.
Can I do it?
I mean, we already came back, but sure, go ahead.
Okay, this show right now, sponsored by Blackout Whiskey gets you fucking there. Blackout Whiskey is the whiskey like for when you just want to stay in, you want to lay down, you want to close your eyes, and you don't really want to wake up.
It's for
Blackout
Aaron.
Whiskey.
It's perfect for Aaron.
There you go.
And we're back.
Get me some of that Blackout Whiskey. Put that in my coffee, please.
Oh, it's good. No, you'll really like it. We'll get you some after the show.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, thank you guys.
So when Aaron came out here, was it like how it was when you went to Philly? Did she adjust well to LA and all that stuff?
Yeah, she really did. She really, really did. She, first off, she picked up on the whole YouTube life and culture super quickly.
Like, I'm so impressed like, that she kept her
sanity,
regular job too. Like her life, she like kept her life and individuality.
Yeah,
because a lot of times what happens, we've seen people start dating YouTubers and then,
they become YouTubers.
Their girlfriend, right. Their boyfriend just becomes a YouTuber, a vlogger, right. Basically a BTS channel.
And
of the
she's like a half,
YouTuber.
Right? Like where nobody looks at her and goes, that's a YouTube person.
Right.
But she's on your channel all the
she's
time.
She's on my channel,
and
but
she
she's
has
not
her own
a,
stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like that's not her identity.
Right,
no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. And that's,
I love that about her.
I kind of love that too.
Yeah.
Like, I, not kind of. I like that's huge.
No, you kind of love it. I get it.
Okay, but kind of, no.
You give it a limited amount of love, like you do to all things towards her. Jesus. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm blowing him up. I'm kidding.
Christ.
He makes it easy. He makes it easy.
But yeah. So she really has kept her own identity, which is just kind of crucial, I think.
Yeah. I thought it was cute that you made her PowerPoint.
Like, oh,
that,
well, I...
That was cute.
Well, she was stressed about the party, I think.
First of all, Wait, can we just explain this? So, he had... Jack and Aaron had a Valentine's Day party for adults. Everyone there was adults.
For adults.
No, fuck you, Jack.
No, fuck you. They had a lot of emojis with hard eyes and balloons.
I don't know why we're saying fuck you. I just
a lot of streamers. No. No, it really feels like going to prom every time I go to your party.
It's always a different theme. That's right.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
And a night under the stars.
Yeah, it's awesome.
My prom was awful, so I was actually better than prom every time I go to a party.
Yeah, yeah.
Same amount of pizza at the end of the night. But, but yeah, so they did, on Valentine's Day, they did a PowerPoint presentation.
It was great.
Where... five grown-ass adult people came up and gave PowerPoint presentations on something they were passionate about.
Right.
But Aaron was has been wedding planning and working on doing all this stuff, so she was a little stressed out.
She was a little stressed out. Like, honestly, the last year and a half, all she has been doing is wedding planning.
Takes over your life.
It has taken over
and
her life.
Involuntarily.
Yeah.
Like, you're I'm not going to put that much into it.
And it's
it.
Not like, it's not like, oh, it's easier for her because she wants to. Like, no.
No.
It's fucking hard. Like, it's really taken, like, she's been...
It's funny, too, hanging out with Aaron. Every time somebody mentions wedding planning, her eyes get as wide as mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And she becomes, like half enraged and, like, half just, like, she can't wait. She's like, it's almost like someone who left, like, a cult. And now they're, like, in the above ground and they get to hang out with people. You know what I mean?
And she has to seek out people that understand where she came from. So, like, Jess and I.
Exactly.
Who were,
so
like,
all kind
oh,
of
my
rip
God,
into
girl.
It.
Yeah, because neither of us were... I had never thought of what my wedding would look like at all in my entire life. And, like, a lot of girls have their book and they know exactly what they want. I have never once thought about that. I always thought about, who's the guy going to be? Or, like, how is he going to propose to me? Mm-hmm. What's he going to be like? What's that moment going to be like when he proposes? The wedding, I totally forgot that there was an attached event to the ring and, like, the proposal and all that. I had never thought of that. My parents got married on their lunch break on a Tuesday at a courthouse.
Wow.
So I'd never, like... experienced that type of vibe growing up of like you have to know what you want for your wedding, it's going to be the best day of your life, and never felt that way. So I was totally unprepared for the amount of planning, and I thought it was going to be like a birthday party. Like, why
how
isn't
did you
it?
Ask
well, it kind of is just the world's biggest birthday party, is what a wedding is.
I wish
is.
It was.
And I got to say, like, despite that background, your wedding was incredible.
Oh,
so much fun.
Thank you.
It was
thanks,
lovely. Bro. No, thank you. I mean, that was just.
No, and thank you, Jack.
No, but thank you.
On the day, you just have to be like, I don't fucking know how this is going to go, but I don't care anymore.
It went beautifully without a hitch.
It was. It was really great. It was
Santa Barbara already just elevates anything.
That's very true.
Because it's
that's
so nice,
true.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I already know there's like a floor for your wedding that no matter what, your wedding will be this good because Santa Barbara's this good.
There is that kind of built-in thing. And can I just say, I love we really appreciated the pause, the break in between your guys' ceremony and then reception.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, people to go off and,
a siesta.
It was a siesta.
Yeah,
you know,
and we got married downtown, so everyone could just walk around downtown, and you're right there in the midst of things. But I can't take credit for as much as I wanted to take credit for the genius.
I'll take credit.
It was not Steve's idea.
No,
it was totally a mistake. We wanted it to be back-to-back, but someone had already reserved the afternoon slot for the ceremony. We, like, slept on it, and we had already reserved the venue for nighttime.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, shit, like... We already have the venue locked down for the reception.
So then we made like we plan on everyone taking a break.
So then we just did the morning wedding and we're like, hey, have a lunch break in between. But then it was better.
But it worked out so well,
Spielberg
though.
With the shark, you know, and on
Jaws. Yeah,
totally,
you know totally, mean? Totally. Right, right.
He's
less
like,
I'll
show it less.
Right.
Because I have
worked.
To, because it looks like shit.
Right.
And then we look like geniuses later.
It was better.
That's funny.
It, like, lengthened everything and made it more chill and relaxed and, like.
Oh, it was great for the atmosphere
of
it all, man. Because everybody. Everybody kind of did their thing, and then it was like, oh, cool, we have something to look forward to after this. Like, we're going to go get drunk again.
Dude, yeah.
it was legit. So what a happy little accident that
was.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like chocolate chip cookies.
Like,
do you know those
are you guys having
accident?
That? Are you guys
I have heard that story, yes. What's that?
Are you going to steal it?
No, not going to steal it. It's because our whole thing is set in stone. It's like
it's
a ceremony at 4, cocktail hour at 5,
oh,
reception
dreadful.
At 6.
Dreadful.
I love it.
Awful. You're gonna hate it.
I'm not going to have a good time.
I love when things are
You've already put your foot down. You've confirmed. Yeah,
I don't like this wedding.
All I know is I'm eating a shit ton of appetizers.
I can't wait. $80
please,
a pop?
Please, no, get your please get
I'm going to put them in my pockets.
$80 a pop. That's it. That's right. That's exactly what – that's the price. I didn't want to say it, but now you know.
I did hear a story though. I can't say who, but somebody was at a famous YouTuber's wedding, and they didn't like them very much.
Oh yeah, I heard the story.
Yeah. And so this person, this individual, kept ordering the most expensive
whiskey. It was like Blue Label.
And then they would dump them in the bushes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you off the air who it was.
Yes, you will.
And it was amazing. And then they would keep on ordering it and dumping it in the bushes.
Yeah.
What a dick move.
It's nuts, right?
Oh, my God.
But they really hated this.
That's really didn't like this
grade
person.
A loathing.
And this person doesn't know that they don't like
this. No. And that's what YouTube's all about, right? Where that's what I find so fascinating about the medium is so many people don't like so many other people who don't know they don't like them.
Yeah.
And then everyone doesn't like them, but they don't know. But then they're weird anyway. It's amazing. I admire this medium in so many different angles.
It's
a nonstop entertainment.
I'm going to have to hear that story.
Jack, how did you propose to Aaron?
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard this story.
So I proposed to her at the bar where we first met.
Aww.
Which
is. At VidCon Anaheim or something?
At VidCon Anaheim.
Can you
how
imagine?
Did you know? It was at the Maker.
At the Carib Royale.
No. It was at the Maker Party.
Okay? Oh, wait.
It was
great.
Beautiful.
Great.
And the DJs just—it's so cool.
You had to reassemble Maker Studios.
Their necklaces, their badges. Yeah, they're.
You remember when if you couldn't get in the Maker Party, like you were an asshole.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But man, like the Maker Party always sucked. Anyway.
It always sucked. It was not
it was
a big
club
deal.
It was so atmosphere. Hot. And for some reason, everyone thought the Maker brand was that we're a big club.
Yeah, it was like this. Oh, that Maker clout, man. And like everyone was always like, I would be the asshole texting furiously, like, "Hey, man, can you get me in? Can I get?" I'm sure I texted you. Like,
you did.
About,
yeah.
At
you
some
know what
point,
it is?
Because like, hey,
1 year it was really cool. 2011, the second VidCon year, Ray William Johnson was their number one. They went all out, got Hummer limos for everybody from the hotel.
Ice sculpture for Ray
to Hollywood, and there was an ice sculpture and a sushi guy.
It said equals three.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there, but I remember. I was there.
Yeah.
They let you in?
They somehow. No, I think I snuck in. Yeah, I remember they had the equal
three
shots.
You were Joe's BTS.
No, I just love that are people who can't get into this party, but then it's the shit.
They had a
so
red
shitty.
Carpet.
I just love the whole thing. It's like, hey, it's annoying great. Orange can get in, but then. But then, you know, the other guys can't get it. I always love that. But I love you, Dane. I'm just fucking kidding. But, you know, it's just funny that the dynamic is so fucking funny. It's like Fred got in, of course.
It's a different form of high school. And I know it's a very cliche analogy, but like it really is.
It's no different than high school.
It's not
and I'm in the same position that I was in high school, just a loner with no group.
It's all the fucking same.
I just kind of float. Don't have a solid group. Anyway,
so you're at the bar.
We met at the. It's called the Irish Pub. Like that's literally the name of the bar in downtown.
Are
Philadelphia.
Are you guys both Irish?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you went to Ireland.
She's more Irish than I am.
She looks more Irish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
She acts more Irish, too.
And wait, where was the pub?
Where's in downtown Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
why were you in Philadelphia?
I was there. No, this is good. So this is back in 2012. I'm in Philadelphia meeting up with some of my college friends because one of them had moved to Philly after we graduated. And we all went to the same college in D.C., American University. But in 2012, this is like right before New Year's Eve, but just after Christmas. Our friend's like, hey, you know, I'm in Philly. Why don't you guys come down for the weekend? We'll just have a little fun Philly weekend. And this is my first time in the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I've never been.
Yeah. Oh, you should. It's really, really dope. It's like.
Especially after they won a football game, I heard.
They did win a football game. It was pretty cool.
I think right after it was pretty lit.
They greased
the
poles.
The ground, right? They're still rebuilding.
They literally greased the poles so people wouldn't climb, and they still climbed the poles anyway. It was
I love determination and
that's
the
what
human,
it is.
The human spirit.
It's all about brotherly love and determination. Like, yeah.
I have to climb this pole to celebrate my team. Don't you love that?
And they had to so hard that they did,
they
even
climbed
the grease. Yes. It's beautiful. So. Anywho, I'm with like, you know, some of my best friends from college in Philadelphia, and there's a longer story to this, but I'll spare you. I meet Aaron and her friends in this bar on a Saturday night in the Irish pub.
We weren't invited, by the way.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, we weren't invited.
No,
was there trivia or something?
Absolutely
not.
See, yeah,
once again,
trivia night
once
is
again.
Great. And we just really hit it off. So she starts asking me all these questions, and I thought she's flirting with me. And I later find out that's just part of her nature. That's how she communicates.
Yeah.
That's her icebreaker.
I love her asking questions face. She's always like,
she's
no.
so determined.
Jesus, that's a really good Aaron impression. Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's her in a fucking. That's very
I love her.
What's that, a Don Sutherland?
Oh yeah, you know what I mean? The meme.
Yeah, the meme.
So she'll ask a question, she'll be like, "Shut up."
Right. Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
God.
She can't wait for her to shut up. She's the best. I love it.
She lives to tell you to shut up.
I love it.
Yeah. And so, but I thought I took it as flirting, and she totally wasn't. But we still hit it off that night. And we've been together.
So later on, she corrected you. She's like, "That was not flirting."
Oh yeah, 100%.
Did you ask her for her number that night? Is that what happened?
Well, I already had her number at that point.
Oh wow.
Because we were talking on Facebook, we were messaging each other on Facebook prior to that.
Oh, I see.
Because we were somehow Facebook friends prior to this, but we never knew it. Like, we never knew each other. We had friended each other on Facebook back in the days where only college students were friends on
each
other.
So you were in the same college, so that's why.
We were in the same college.
Oh.
No.
So what the hell is going on, Jack?
Stop putting words in my mouth. We were never the same
college. So you guys just randomly friended each other? Because you're like, you go to college, I go to college. So that's good. Be friends.
Kind of.
We didn't go to college, so we don't get it.
Yeah, we don't like it.
We don't like it.
This is super lame. But she... I don't know if she'll let me tell the story. I'm going to tell it. Sorry,
okay.
Honey. She originally friended me back in 2009 on Facebook because she and her then roommate saw one my only viral video at the time, the WTF blanket, some infomercial parody.
Before you're dunking those things, before you're eating those things like chips, right, bud?
before your grandma sucks.
Right? Yeah.
Totally, though. She sees this viral, she and her friend are watching this viral video and they're like, "Oh, who is this guy?" And they find me on, like, they stalk me, they find me on Facebook and they friend me. I accept the friend request not knowing who this Aaron girl is.
That sounds like you.
And yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you're
back then
desperate.
They didn't have pages.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, you just had to accept
this
everyone on your personal account.
Yep. This is everything.
It's true. And I have 5,000 people that I have no idea who they are.
Right. Absolutely.
To this day.
So we friend each other not knowing who the other person is. And then, this is 2009. So fast forward to 2012. Late in the year, after Christmas, I post something like my New Year's resolutions for 2013. Lose 10 pounds, acquire a girlfriend, and get 1 million subscribers on YouTube.
Acquire
fucking girlfriend.
You said acquire?
Because, here's my excuse. I was like,
procure a girlfriend.
Right. It's super nerdy. And so half of it was joking, but the other half was like, but what if it actually happened to him? So it was totally that. And
step four, I would buy a fedora hat.
Right. Yeah, I was basically my lady at that
Indiana
point.
Indiana Jones whip.
I mean, I already got the neck beard, so.
Yeah.
And so then, meanwhile, in all the way on the other side of the country in Pennsylvania, Aaron sees this pop up on her Facebook feed, my stupid-ass New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially acquire girlfriend. She's drinking some red wine, and she's getting over a breakup of her own. So she slyly responds, I'll be your girlfriend. But she's like totally trolling me. She's trolling me.
Oh.
She was trolling
she
you?
She was 100% trolling me.
No. Mm-hmm. You don't just write that. She was flirting with you,
and maybe
Aaron.
She will staunchly defend herself. She will scream.
We got to get her on.
I know. I feel like really guilty.
I do too.
I feel super guilty.
Yeah, we got to get Aaron on.
Like, I was being so respectful of her schedule, and now I regret it.
I'm not the guy to talk to about wedding planning. It's all her. I mean, I'm doing my best. But
don't clean it up. You had my back before. What the hell
is this?
You're walking it back.
This is why I wanted you on here, because I would love to hear you talk about wedding planning, knowing that she's doing everything.
It's like watching a monkey try to ride a bike. So the place settings.
The napkins. Of course the napkins.
They're blue. And I've no one to turn to be like, is that right, honey? Yeah. Yeah, so like, you know, I don't have that. I don't have that, so it sucks.
You're like, what the fuck is a place setting?
What the fuck? What do I do?
No, you know what got me? They wanted to know what color I wanted the chair sashes to be.
Is that
and
real?
Also, they wanted to add an extra $500 for them. I was like, I don't like chair sashes.
Yeah, the hell with it.
Well, you know why, though? Because they're wedding chair sashes.
Right.
That's why.
So she says, I'll be your girlfriend.
She says, I'll be your girlfriend on Facebook. And so I see this, and so my naive, you know, 2012 eyes are going, whoa. And then, you know, totally like a Tex Avery cartoon. Yeah. And I stalk her on Facebook and I look at these pictures of her and I go, oh my God, she's beautiful.
Aww.
Am I being catfished? Am I about to be catfished?
Right.
That's how fucking pretty she was.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Sorry.
Like,
no,
she was.
Oh my God.
It's been a lot of years since then.
Right.
Before she got into wedding planning, she was beautiful.
But like, I'm looking at these pictures and I'm like, what the fuck? Is this real? So I message her. And by the way,
I love picturing her messaging every guy that she saw by I'll video be your girlfriend. Of, like, I'll be your girlfriend.
She's like, I'll message 200 people
I'll
that
night.
I'll
be your girlfriend. Hey, Ryan Gosling. I'll be your girlfriend.
I'm the idiot that you know, bit back. You know
and
what
he's
I mean?
Like,
I took the bait.
She wants to be my girlfriend.
Like, because I'm like that narcissistic. Like, oh, she means it. I write her back because at that point, I was already going to go to Philadelphia that weekend for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that this, like, on Facebook, I see that, oh, she lives in Philadelphia. So I respond, like, hey, got your message, ha-ha. By the way, I'm going to be in Philadelphia this weekend. And if you want to, like, catch up with us on a Saturday night or something like that.
Or something.
Super casual.
Casanova, super, bud.
Yeah, right.
I picture Jackson, Pennsylvania, and he's like, guys, we got to go downtown Philly. I know you guys don't want to go, but we got
to
go.
Right, like, we're going to, like, Pittsburgh or
and
some
guys,
shit.
Guys, I'm nervous.
I don't know if you could tell. Yeah. So then, and she responds, that's when we exchanged the phone numbers. That's how we had each other's numbers.
Okay.
And then we actually meet, but she comes with her friends. Oh, she also, at this point, she lives, like, basically across the street or down the street from this bar.
Okay.
So she, like, had to go. Like, once she saw the bar where we were going to meet, she was like, God damn it, now I have to go. Because
so
at first she was, like, on the fence. Like, she's talking to her friends about it. She's like, should I? Shouldn't I? So her friends are like, oh, let's just go. So she comes in with her old posse. I come in with my whole posse.
Wow.
Well, it's like Grease.
It's totally. More like Sharks and Jets.
7-Eleven.
Oh, totally.
So her, like, they fall in love. You fall in love. Everyone fall in love.
Everyone fell in love at the end.
Yeah. Everyone's snapping.
Yeah.
Singing.
Someone died.
The bar's like, you guys got to leave.
Yeah.
You guys got to get out of here.
We did. Well, we were doing these really nasty shots at this bar that we still do to this day because of it. At that night, we were doing, I think, milk and cereal shots. Which is
Fireball? Is it
Fireball and rum chata?
Yeah,
or it's rum chata
Cinnamon
and
Toast
Fruity
Crunch.
Loops.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Rum chata.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
I see now.
Yeah, you always mix it with something. You don't drink it straight. Like
yeah,
you mix rum chata with either some kind of fruity vodka for like a Fruit Loops kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or like you said, a Fireball. Which,
yeah.
Which is like
the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had never even had rum chata until you, because. Years ago,
yeah.
You were like, man, see this rum chata?
Right.
And that, so that's where you got it from that night? Or
Yes, I think that's exactly.
Gotcha.
Maybe a little before. It's something like
every
that.
Time I see it, I think of you. I see a rum chata bottle.
It's I'm honored. That's really sweet.
It's
that's
good branding.
It's great branding. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So she was like, I offered to be your girlfriend through a message. I gave you my phone number. I was talking to you all night, but I was not flirting.
Right.
Bullshit.
I love when you put it like that. Control of shit,
and she's about to marry you in 2 weeks, so
yeah.
Come on, man.
She plays a good game. Hey, I would give her props right
this
now.
This is a long con. That's what. That's all this was. But and that was that. And then we hit it off. And so, like I said, she came to L.A. to visit for a week. And we were like basically on vacation for that week. So like,
yeah,
I wasn't taking the YouTube thing seriously, you know, and she was on vacation for a week. So we just like,
but now you take it very, very seriously. Cause people need to know that you asked them yesterday.
Yes. Right.
They have to know. They're waiting on Share's Edge.
The only reason, well, I'll tell you this, I take it seriously at all.
Yeah.
Is cause of her. She whipped my ass into shape.
Really?
Yes. 100%. 100%.
I keep trying to do that with him. It's not working.
Come on. Gotta crack that whip harder. No, but she was like, honestly, she's the one that like really sat me down and said, you gotta fucking treat it like a 9-to-5.
That's great.
And she
and it paid off. 100% paid off for
you. Well, it's really all because of her.
Yeah.
And then two dogs and everything.
She does play a really good long game.
It's all, but
she's like,
to this day, I did not flirt with you.
Yeah, see, she's not even giving you that.
She's like, we got to get this guy's net worth up first. And she's like, yeah, okay, maybe if I put a couple years in, I'll move out there. I'm like, okay, then maybe we'll be able to get married.
She's the Black Widow.
I distinctly remember one of the funniest times. I wish Aaron was here right now, but we went to Not Scary Farm. Couldn't do anything there because all the rides were too long and like we couldn't do anything, but got there really late because of traffic. Yeah. So we ended up going to a bar after and we're all drinking and all of a sudden out of nowhere, we're all talking and Aaron suddenly goes, I'm never getting married.
Oh, fuck.
And we all just went quiet like,
oh shit.
Is this serious?
Too real. Too real. Fuck, what do we do? Yeah. Yeah, and that's...
But she is. Wow, Aaron.
So the only reason is that I stalled so much is because I just never thought, like, I was happy with just, like, being with her.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I've never dreamt about marriage. my whole life. So like that's my excuse. I've never like put marriage on a pedestal. I've just always like, for me, it's just all about, it's always been finding the right girl, mm-hmm. and the rest will figure itself out. So it's never
so
been
then
like,
when she wanted to go get married and have, and just have a quick marriage, you're like, I want a big wedding.
It was more like
a, makes sense to me.
Again, the mansplaining. It was just me going, oh, honey, no, you don't. You don't really want to elope.
Girls like them girly things and the girly dresses.
Right.
Come on.
So what flipped it for you? When were you like, okay, I got to marry this chick?
What flipped it for me?
She's like, Jack,
I will leave you in 5 days.
Yeah, it was ultimatum.
Getting
totally.
Too real.
Totally. No, what did it? It was just like, I got, for me, at some point, I just kind of realized if I don't actually propose to this girl, if I don't marry
you'll
this
lose
girl,
everything.
I will lose her.
Yeah.
And I can't do that. So I just kind of had a light, you know, fire under my ass and do it. And I'm so glad I did. Like that was, so I proposed to her at the bar where we
aww.
Met. This was in 2016.
Yeah.
I think that year is the right year now.
Go back to Philly.
Cause that we always have this annual tradition on our 1 year anniversary. We always make sure that we're in Philadelphia and we're in the same bar.
Same pub. And you know, it coincides. It's in December, right?
So exactly.
Then, okay.
Yeah. So it coincides nicely, right? Because we're home anyways.
With holidays and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
That's great. Actually.
So it's nice. So we're there. So we're. This is another, like, just another trip. But this time I have, like, a huge fucking bulge in my jeans pocket because it's the ring box.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
bitch, man.
I'm fucking terrified that she's going to notice.
Right.
She didn't notice. Somehow, but
or
like
she,
honestly,
or she didn't it's notice.
Like, it's like that, dude. It's like it's really. But I had like a coat over it, so maybe.
Oh, okay, that works.
And I don't know how she didn't see it, but to this day, she'll tell you that she was surprised. She did not see it coming.
And she wasn't flirting with you the first.
And
night.
She right. Well, there's that too. So who knows what's real, what's
fine,
not.
I get it.
But no, I just it was very traditional. I got down on one knee and just I kind of stammered something out, just all babbity. You know, and she's crying and I'm crying and it's a whole thing. And her friend got the whole thing on video, but to this day we refuse to watch it because it's so raw. And kind of cringy that we can't like I to this day I don't know what I said
it's
to her.
Cringy
you should watch it on your wedding on your wedding night you should watch it
those moments are supposed to be cringy if there's ever gonna be a cringy moment
well it's raw it's very raw
that's the best if it's all like suave I'm like he practiced this I don't believe the ones that are suave like when you watch a proposal video and the guy's like super like knows every word to say it's like that guy is not really
he's doing
love.
It for the camera
he's doing
he knows
it for the show
he's on he knows he's being filmed
right and he's usually the one that set up the camera and stuff 100%. And it's like
wearing a loft.
Yeah, I knew
right,
she was the
right. Yeah, that's your first indication.
Yeah.
Time.
Well, you made up for it with the ring. Holy bejesus!
Oh, yeah,
like, the ring's
holy
beautiful.
Moly, it's beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, where can people find you?
People can find me on YouTube. Channel name's Jax Films. Find me on Twitter, Jax Films.
If you want to see pictures of the wedding, hopefully they'll be up on your Instagram.
Oh yeah, we'll Instagram it. You'll want her Instagram though.
Two toes up
at two toes up. That's right. The number two. Toes up. She's the one with the
she's amazing.
Pictorial finesse.
Your engagement photos were really cute.
They're great.
I love that.
Yeah, that was a cool day. Just walking through the
And walking through nature like you always do.
Just walking through nature.
Just really a representation of your love.
We just happen to have a camera there, so we figured, why not?
Just happen to have a camera guy there.
Our daily life. Yeah, why not take a couple
and a bounce board.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thank you for having me, guys. This is a lot of fun.
Man.
We like to do a final thoughts before we wrap it up. So, final thoughts, wedding coming up. What final thoughts?
Just that it's super stressful, really, for her though, and I'm sure like tenfold for her. Like I'm really excited when we don't have to plan anything anymore because like now it's just all the nitty gritty it's just like the final details.
Oh no, you have to plan the honeymoon after, but it's okay.
Yeah, what are you doing after?
Thankfully that's already taken care of.
Oh it is. Oh good.
Yeah, we're going to Bora Bora in Hawaii for the honeymoon. That'll
beautiful.
Be a nice that'll be a nice long trip.
Where first?
Bora Bora.
Okay.
Oh wow. Nice. So it's all downhill from there, huh?
And all downhill from there. That's,
I mean
that's
Bora Bora is like nuts.
No, but
dude.
You know I heard Bora Bora gets boring.
I heard it gets boring, like as you get there, as soon as you get there. Jesus, Nikki, she's all like, I heard it's boring.
No, I heard that you go too long. Like some people book it too long. Like if you're not going somewhere else after, like they're like, yeah, for the first like 4 days, it was awesome, and then like we planned 2 weeks there, and it's like, oh yeah, there's only so much water I can look at because it's beautiful. I get that. Like beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Don't you love how cynical human beings are?
I'm like, damn, you paid so much money for that.
That you could be on a beach like Bora Bora and be like, I'm bored.
Over it. Over.
I'm over this.
Over that.
So it's a screensaver. Like, now what? You know? Like, I get it. I get it.
How about I could live there forever? No? Sorry.
I would say on your wedding day,
yeah,
just like let everything go. Like,
what do you mean?
Just like, don't think about all the planning or the stress or anything. Just like, whatever happens, happens, and it's going to be a really great day.
Whatever happens.
I just kept
happens.
Telling myself every time I got stressed out, like a little thing, because there's going to be little things. Aaron will find this. There's little things that she planned that won't happen, and only the bride will notice because they're the ones that had to stress over it for so many people asking questions, and like that one thing will be off. But when it happens, you're just like, I just had to tell myself, it's a great day. It's a great day.
I like that.
And then I let it go because nobody notices. It's just me that had to pick them out and mad that I picked it out.
Of course, of course. Because you like, you know, you plan it for X number
for
of months.
For so long, and it's so expensive.
Right.
And you have to like answer people's emails even though you don't want to be answering emails.
Oh, dude, that's all she does, man.
It
she
sucks.
It
takes away your whole life.
Yeah. There's also a constant struggle of people trying to make your wedding about them.
Yeah.
Which is very fun. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've experienced this already, if not, you will the day of.
Oh, yeah.
But my advice to you, like the best advice, young man, first of all, I'm so proud of you, young man.
Thank you.
We did this just before we got married, the night before, I think. We just had a moment with each other, like, and we got away from everything and went into a hotel room real quick. And we just, like, sat with each other and talked to each other real quick.
Yeah, just me and him. Because it was so crazy.
Because everything's so nuts.
Going on around you. Yeah. Like, it's so chaotic. Like,
you just have to take a moment
dinner
for
and all that
stuff. Yeah, because there's so much family around and friends and everyone from out of town.
You have to be on the whole time. You know
what
I mean?
And you have to be, like, engaging with them. And you have to ask them how things are going, even though you already asked them that 57 times.
Right.
And the answer's still the same.
You make the rounds. And, yeah.
Right, so it's how many times can you say, so what are you up to?
Totally.
Right.
Totally.
So before, you know, you can just take a moment with yourselves, with each other, because you guys already live together and shit. Like, you already can be yourselves around each other. So just take that moment with each other and let's just, like, have a little bit of wine or whatever. That's what we did. We popped a little thing of champagne.
Oh, yeah.
And we just talked for, like, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes.
It was
minutes.
Great. It really
it was fucking
so you
dope.
Disappeared from the wedding.
Yeah,
we did.
We just went to the hotel room that we were spending.
It was the night before the wedding.
The night before the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
but also
okay.
On your wedding day, you should do that.
That's what
too.
I thought.
And just
I misunderstood.
Watch people having fun. And
yeah.
Like, because it goes so fast.
Yeah, it goes really fast.
I know. That's what I'm dreading. Like, I want to soak it all in as long as I can.
Just take a moment where you two go in the corner and just like look at everything.
And it really is the best day, man. Like, it's so hokey and corny that everyone says this shit.
Yeah.
But it's the best day I've ever
had. I'm so glad
that
we did it. After all that stress, I am glad that we didn't elope.
Yeah, that we had a big wedding. No, because I'll tell you, man, like, it's what would somebody say? It's the only time that all these people will be in the same place for the same reason, which I think is really
in your whole life.
Besides your funeral.
True.
But maybe not everyone will be there.
But maybe not
everyone.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
And on that note of death, thanks for listening to Shit They Don't Tell You.
No, I gave it.
He gave it. He gave it first.
Yeah. Okay. We got on tape.
Yeah, wow. Way to ruin my outro.
Do I get
it? Wasn't great. It wasn't great.
You already said yours just now.
I didn't feel like it was a final.
Oh my God. We have to go. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully subscribe to CastBox and look up at Jack and Aaron's pictures. They're super cute. You can't see them right now, but they're really cute.
We should have Aaron on after and ask her how it all went.
After the wedding?
Yeah, what she thought.
Get the actual account? Yeah,
that'd be
yeah.
tight.
You should. You should.
We love you, Aaron.
In a couple weeks. Tune back.
Love you, Aaron.
Love you, Aaron.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Before you go, we just want to give a shout out to some of the other podcasts here on CastBox, such as Spellbound by Julian Smith.
Let me tell you something about this show, okay? Words are like magic. They can hold us under their spell. It's no wonder the act of forming them is called spelling. See?
We see them everywhere, yet rarely objectively. In books, we see them. In airports, we see them. In museums. Some make us quiet, others yield applause.
But they're still just words. Spellbound invites us to talk about our biggest ideas. Hosted by Julian Smith, weekly episodes feature guests from the world of academia, pop culture, the arts, and of course, the sports world.
I don't think there's any
They're definitely...
I don't want to say there's not,
I'm
but
so excited for the roster from the sports world.
All right, check it out.
I'd say I'm the most excited about that.
We get it, Steve. You're excited.
Brett Favre is going to be on.
I don't think that's the name that he goes by.
Terrell Owens?
Nope.
Is on the next episode. He's hosting the next episode. Oh, my bad.
This is not your podcast.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.